Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. Today, I want to continue the conversation talking about living by an unbreakable code. Now, code, as we've learned over the past few weeks, is a set of principles that are designed, adapted, and used by an individual or a group. Now, guys, a code is a way of life. It is a discipline. It is a man or a woman or a group of people saying we are going to live a certain way because we are driven by purpose. We are driven by that thing that God has put in our heart for us to accomplish. The influence, the impact, the things that we know bring not only a fulfillment in our purpose, but a fulfillment in our life in a big time way. And one of the things that happens when you live by a code, and I've got about six, we're going to go for about 20 minutes today. And I don't know that I'm going to get past this first one because this is what I believe is the most important. And it's the biggest benefit you're going to get when you live by a code, because you will see all of these positive things start happening in your life. Number one is you're going to see an increase in positive relationships. You're going to see an increase in positive relationships. And I say this to my community all the time. And one of the benefits of these positive relationships is this. You can learn from your mistakes or you can learn from mine. One is going to cost you more than the other. If you learn from my mistakes, it's going to cost you a lot less. If you learn from the mistakes of other people that God brings in your life, it's going to cost you far less. You know, one of the things that can be super difficult in our lives is going through, and we've all seen this, right? You've watched people go through a significant loss, or they've made decisions, they've made mistakes, and then the regret will almost force them away from the learning moment that comes from that mistake or that moment in their life that's really, really difficult. And the reality of it is, guys, is no one's perfect. You and I are going to make mistakes. Something that I used to say a lot when I pastored my church on Sundays was, when you sin or you do something wrong, it doesn't prove that you're bad. It only proves that you're human. You are going to make mistakes. Now, the lesson that you need to learn from that mistake is the most important thing. But again, if you learn from other people's mistakes, it costs you a lot less than it does learning that on your own. And one of the things, when you have the relationships that are in your life and the new relationships that come in your life that you really need to lock in and focus on, is how can I build an authentic, intimate relationship or friendship with the friends that I have and the men or women that God is bringing in your life to the point to where I can learn. And people say all the time, they're like, Ken, you are so transparent on your podcast. You are so transparent with your life. And my reply all the time is, I have to be, because I can't make the difference. I can't make the impact. I can't have the influence unless I'm pretty transparent with what goes on in my life, not just the good, but the difficult moments, the mistakes that I make, the things that I've done, the negative things that have happened in my life or affected me, and the things that I've learned from those. Again, you can learn from your own mistakes, or you can learn from mine, or you can learn from other people that God has sent in your life, but one's going to cost you a lot more. And I would say this, most definitely learn from the mistakes that you make, but learn from the mistakes of others. If you study even great leaders like a John Maxwell or a Zig Ziglar or a Jim Rohn and some of those guys, and you can discover, I just spent last January, I spent 2 days with Dennis Waitley, who is one of the OGs when it comes to the self-development space. And I think Dennis is right at 90 or right in his 90s when we got to spend a few days. And I literally sat at the same table with him just a few feet away. And I listened to him talk about his life and really share and get transparent on some mistakes that he made in his life. And if you can get around and develop relationships with people, and you'll do this when you live by code because they'll want to be in your life. People that are further along in life and they're further down the road than you are and you're heading in the same direction. When they see you there, they want to help you because they want to see you live a life of purpose and fulfillment. And if you'll listen, and that's the one thing I've learned about uber successful people and people who live significant lives, is they just want you to be able to fulfill that call and that purpose that God's created you. And they don't mind sharing their mistakes. They don't mind sharing the wisdom that they've learned from those mistakes. They just want you to adapt what they've given you, the information, because they enacted and paid a heavy price. The toll for the wisdom that they have is a lot. People say, Ken, you're so wise. Look at all that. You've got all that gray hair in your beard. You're so full of wisdom. I'm like, I'm 55 years old. Do you have any idea how many mistakes I've made in my life? Do you have any idea the amazing people that God's put in my life that I've been able to learn and glean from their mistakes so I don't have to make the same mistakes? So when you live by a code, you can expect an increase in great relationships. And one of the main things from that great relationship that I want you to walk away with today is the ability to be able to learn from those people's mistakes. Second thing is that real life change happens in the context of relationship. When you take our core five, faith, health, relationships, business, and finances, when you think about all those five core areas that make up who you are as a human being, and you think about and process through each of those areas from faith all the way down to finances, when you think about those, every time you go from one level to the next level, it is always tied to a relationship. Every single time. The next level for you in any of those five areas is always tied to a relationship. I was sharing today, I was on my good friend, Princeton Clark. His community, he's got a webinar. I think it's like 10 or 11 days in a row. And I was actually their guest speaker today for his community. And one of the things I shared was my faith journey. I was 25 years old, August of 1993. And I had my next door neighbor, who was the student pastor at the church that I finally went to and gave my life to Christ. And then I had a really good friend of mine named Jason that I played softball with every single weekend. So I had Steve asking me to come to church, my next door neighbor, and I had Jason, who I played softball with all the time, asking me also, did you just come? You'd love it, man. It's really cool. There's a lot of people that you know. And he starts naming all people that I know. The only problem was at 25 years old, I had never really been in church. I didn't know anything about faith. I didn't know anything about scripture. I didn't know anything about the Bible. Like if you said, turn to the New Testament, I would not have known what you were talking about. If you would have, now I knew who Jesus was because I went to church on Easter, but that's about the extent of what I knew. I didn't know anything. And on August the 22nd, 1993, the day I gave my life to Christ, there was such a transformation in my life that my cousins, my sister, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, all these people around me, friends that I grew up with, all these people around me begin to see this transformation that happened in my life and go, wow, man, if this guy can change just like that, then there's got to be something to this Jesus thing. Like this isn't just I'm going to work hard and become a different person. This was instant change. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man or any woman is in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And when I gave my life to Christ on August the 22nd of 1983, I became a brand new human being. Old habits, language, behaviors were instantly gone. They weren't even things that I really even needed to work on. They were instantly gone. So when I took the next step from here to here in my faith in August of 1993, what was it tied to? It was tied to a relationship. It's always tied to a relationship. So faith, health. Some of you guys have seen my before and after picture. I'm down over 80 pounds. Well, who's been hugely instrumental in that journey for me? My good friend, Gary Brecka, the number one biohacker in the world. A little bit over three years ago, I'm at an event in Miami with Grant Cardone, and I've got some friends there. And my good friend, Todd Voling, goes, "Hey, we're going over to Gary Brecka's house, and we're going to get some IVs. We're going to get a Myers cocktail, some methionine, stuff like that. You should come with us." Great. I'm in. So I got in the car with him, and I drove over to Gary's condo there in Miami, and I got an IV, and I just started having a conversation with Gary. Well, I was on my health journey already. I've been on my health journey for about 8 or 9 months. I was about 20, 25 pounds, and I was just kept hitting that ceiling. You know, in the weight journey, you just keep bumping the ceiling. And Gary pulled me aside. We had a conversation. He goes, "Dude, you got to try keto. I've been on it for 7 years. It will change your life." So this was in June, or at the end of May. In June, I started the keto diet. And I did the keto diet from June almost all the way till January of the next year. So almost a full 6 or 7 months. I dropped another 30 plus pounds in those 6 or 7 months. It was huge. It was a game changer for me. When I did the methylation test that Gary and Sage talk about all the time, and I found out my MTHFR gene was broken, and I started to take supplements for the different genetic mutations and breaks that I had, another game changer. I was in Salt Lake City, and I found out, actually Sage read my test to me while we were at dinner, and found out my MTHFR gene, I had a break in that gene. And so they said, "Hey, you need methylfolate." And the number one thing that this MTHFR gene break causes is it causes anxiousness and like ADD in your brain. It causes your brain to race because your body cannot process folic acid. Absolute game changer for me. And so I'll never forget it. So who was huge in my health journey? It was Gary. So when you talk about relationships, I can talk to you about guys like Randy Garn, who's the most connected human being that I know. And I'll never forget my very first Create conference. Well, actually back up 6 months before that, 6, 7 months. In June, that literally when I started that keto diet, I was speaking at a mastermind in Sundance, Utah. My good friend Anthony Trucks called me, texted me and said, "Hey, Randy Garn's speaking at the same mastermind you are. You need to connect with him." And I knew who Randy was. I knew he was the most connected guy that anybody that I knew. Literally, Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, New York Times bestselling author, sits on the board with Tony Robbins, partners in Tamarack Capital, a PE firm in Salt Lake City. Just an unbelievably successful dude, loves God, great family, and knows everyone on the planet. So I'm there at the mastermind, and I speak in the morning. Randy speaks that evening. I go up to introduce myself. I put my hand out and I go, "Hey, Randy, my name is," he goes, "I know who you are. You're Ken Jocelyn. How you doing, man?" I said, "I'm doing great." And he said, "Trucks told me to say hello to you." And I said, "That's great," because he told me the same thing. Well, later that evening, we're having dinner. I'm sitting at the kitchen table with some new friends. And we're having a conversation. And all of a sudden, a phone reaches around my shoulder. And I look, and obviously I can see the phone. It's a picture. Randy standing behind me to take a picture. So he gets kind of close to me. We get a selfie together. And he goes, "Hey, what's your phone number? I want to stay in contact." So Randy we met that day. We stayed in contact. I invited him to come out to my very first Create conference with John Maxwell and Jesse Itzler and Randy and Gary Brecka and all my friends to come out and speak. And he's there. And I'll never forget the moment when Jen Gottlieb was on the stage. Jen was speaking on the stage on Friday afternoon. And Randy leaned over to me. And I've got a picture that we took right before that moment. He leaned over to me and he said, "Ken, now I know why God connected us. I'm here to help you get your message out to the entire world." And it was a game changer for me. Absolute game changer. If you look through the core five guys, faith, health, relationship, business, and finances, you're always going to find the person that is responsible for you going from the level that you are to the next level. Let me say that again. If you will look through your core five, faith, health, relations, faith, health, business. I am confused on my own podcast. Faith, health, relationships, business, and finances. If you'll look through those core five, faith, health, relationship, business, and finances, you will always find an individual who is tied to you going to the next level. So real life change happens in the context of relationships. The third one is this. Friendships are contagious. Friendships are contagious. Think of it this way. Whatever habits your friends have, you will eventually have. You spend enough time in that friend group, the habits that they have, you will have. We were on our GSD call Wednesday night. And if you're not part of an entrepreneur community, guys, I'm telling you, there's nothing on the planet like what we do at GSD. We're on this call and my good friend, Kevin Fernandez from Huntsville, Alabama, exited, sold his insurance company. And now he coaches insurance agents from literally all across the country now. Got a huge mastermind, a huge coaching business for agents. And we're talking, we're having a conversation. And Kevin said this past week on our coaching call, he goes, incremental, not monumental, small daily discipline decisions over time, always equal monumental results. He goes, it's the first thing I learned from you. And he's now like in day 140 of his health routine, his health journey. He's down 25 pounds. He feels amazing. His income has almost doubled inside of his coaching business. And he just said it. He goes, my income has went up significantly and the time that I'm having to invest in it has decreased significantly. I don't know about you guys, but that is a contagious relationship. And he looked at me and he said, Ken, I got it from you. And I told our whole community, I said, guys, listen, I've got so many of you guys who have emulated my health journey that I'm afraid to get on Instagram before 5 a.m. because I've got guys beating me to the gym in the morning. And that just doesn't happen. I'm like Greg Kreider beating me to the gym, Kevin beating me to the gym. I've got all these guys who what? They've been around me and in our community so long that the habits that I have, the habits that guys like Doug Volsky has, the habits that guys like Osprey have, those habits that they have rubbed off on and have been contagious in their life. So when you live by a code and you live by a code long enough, what's going to happen is you're going to attract the right people. And when you attract the right people, listen, relationships are contagious. Whatever habits the people have that you spend time with, you're also going to develop those same habits. So relationships, positive relationships are absolutely huge. So I want to leave that with you today, but I also want to leave this one thought. My pastor actually said this last week, and I heard Craig Rochelle say this probably 10 or 15 years ago. And these are why relationships are so important for you and I. Craig said this. He goes, you're only as sick as your secrets. Like you have to have close relationships. You know, I always talk about three different spheres or spheres of relationships or influence. Your community, your circle, and your corner. Your community is that large group of people you travel with. For us, it's our GSD community. We've got dozens of entrepreneurs across the country who gather every Monday morning and every Wednesday night on our coaching calls. And it really is an unbelievable iron sharpening iron encounter. It's an unbelievable experience to watch people like Jamie Maddox, who literally has almost doubled her income in the last 12 months. Greg Kreider, who in his company, no one had ever had a sales month of over $100,000. He joins our community in about 5 or 6 months, not only breaks the $100,000 mark, but the next month broke the $150,000 mark, and all he's done inside of his company is set records for sales. It, guys, I'm telling you, it is when you get into community and you're around those type of people, it is going to rub off on you, your circle. Your circle is the 10 or 12 people you spend the most time with. Who are they? And do you evaluate your circle on a consistent basis? You don't need to be in a circle where you're the top dog. You're the smartest. You've got the most money. You're the most talented. You're the most gifted. You need to, your circle, the 10 or 12 people you spend the most time with, you want to try to get yourself somewhere in the middle. So there's a group of people in there that you can help, but there's also a group of people in there that you can call and go, hey, I'm stuck on this P&L. I need help with this. What does that look like? Do you monitor and evaluate the people that are in your circle. The last one is your corner. And your corner are those 3 to 5 people, guys and girls, the people that are the closest people to you. They have a true 10,000 foot view of what's going on in your life. And who are those people? And when things don't go well, when things go south, when it hits the fan and life has punched you in the gut and knocked the wind out of you, do you have a group of people that you can turn to? Guys, I'm telling you, I've been very, very honest and forthright with this past summer and some of the challenges I had. 3 of the most unbelievable challenges an individual can walk through. And in each of those incidences, I had someone inside of my corner, my 5 guys that I could turn to for prayer, that I could turn to for advice, that I could turn to for encouragement. I literally leaned on those guys so heavy for about 60 to 90 days until I got my bearings, until I walked through some healing process for some of the things that happened. But without those guys, there's no way in the world I would be where I'm at today. Guys, I hope this helps you. Listen, if you are a faith-based entrepreneur and you're looking for a community of people, I want to encourage you. Go check out growstackdrive.com/community. Our community of entrepreneurs is the most amazing group of entrepreneurs on the planet. We would love for you to come check it out and join us. As a matter of fact, in February 2024, we're a few weeks out of that. In February of 2024, we're going to be walking through relationships every Wednesday night. We're going to spend the entire month. Obviously, February the 14th is Valentine's Day. That's the second Wednesday night of the month. We're actually going to open up on the 21st, and we're going to open it up to people to be able to come in and visit our community for free. And if that's you, here's what I want you to do. growstackdrive.com/community. growstackdrive.com/community. DM me, find me on Instagram. Say, I want to be a part of your community on that special night. We'll spend 4 weeks talking about relationships. Everyone who's in our community is going to bring their spouse. So all the guys are bringing their ladies, and all the ladies that are in it are bringing their guys. And we're going to talk about relationships. I've got some special friends coming in to speak. It's going to be phenomenal. Listen, you owe it to yourself to invest in a growing, thriving, faith-based entrepreneur community. Guys, thank you again for joining us on another episode of As a Leader Grows. And again, if this has blessed you, I'm going to ask you to do a couple things. Number one, leave us a 5-star review and then share it. Just literally take this podcast while you're listening on your phone, snap a screenshot, share it on Instagram, tag me, and I'll share it with my followers as well. Guys, I love you guys. I cannot wait to see you again on the next episode of As a Leader Grows. Y'all have an amazing week.
Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth. Whether it is here or elsewhere, the best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.